Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. Welcome to the AAA podcast for April 2019. The sun is continuing to climb north this month. It crossed the celestial equator at last month's equinox, and at the beginning of April will have a declination of plus 5 degrees, but by the end of the month will have climbed to plus 14 degrees. At the end of March, we put our clocks forward an hour, entering British summertime. At the beginning of the month, the sun will rise around 6:40 a.m. British Summer Time and will set around 19:40 p.m. British Summer Time, giving a day length of about 13 hours. By the end of the month, the sun will rise around 5:30 a.m. British Summer Time and will set around 20:30 p.m., giving a day length of around 15 hours. The moon will be new on the 5th of April, and be at first quarter on the 12th. It will be full on the 19th and will have reached last quarter on the 26th. During the evening of April the 13th, 14th, the moon will pass close to M44, the Beehive Cluster. This promises to be a splendid sight in a pair of binoculars. The moon, just past first quarter, will approach the cluster around 9 p.m. British Summer Time. Between then and midnight, it will slowly drift past the cluster, passing in front of some of its more southerly stars. The leading edge of the moon will be in darkness, so the stars will suddenly disappear, reappearing later from the bright trailing edge. Moving on to the planets, both Mercury and Venus are poorly placed for observation this month, as are the ice giants Uranus and Neptune. Mars continues to be visible in the early evening sky, although it is now too far away to discern surface features through amateur telescopes. It will shine at magnitude plus 1.5 among the stars of Taurus. By the end of the month, it will be setting around midnight British summertime. Jupiter is pulling further and further from the sun. By mid-month, it will rise around 1 a.m. British summertime, shining at magnitude minus 2.3, and will be in the south about an hour before sunrise. It will reach opposition, being on the opposite side of the sky to the sun, in June. Saturn is visible low in the pre-dawn sky. Like Jupiter, it is pulling further and further away from the sun and is shining at magnitude plus 0.6. It will reach opposition in July. The Lyrid meteor shower is active around mid-month. It is expected to produce about 10 meteors per hour, and the peak is predicted to occur around 1 a.m. British summertime. The radiant is to the right of the bright star Vega in the constellation of Lyra, from which the shower takes its name. Unfortunately, a waning gibbous moon rises a little before midnight, but should not cause too much of a problem. This month, the Virgo clusters of galaxies are well placed for observation. The cluster can be found to the left of the tail of Leo the Lion, marked by the bright star Denebola. For those of you collecting Messier objects, there are 6 galaxies to be found between the Lion and Coma Berenices. The Messier numbers in order are as follows: M61, RA 12 hours 21 minutes, declination plus 04 degrees 28 minutes 20 seconds. This is a magnitude plus 9.7 face-on spiral galaxy, which is bright enough to be detectable in telescopes as small as 80 millimetres. M87, RA 12 hours 30 minutes 48 seconds, declination plus 12 degrees 23 minutes 28 seconds. This is a supergiant elliptical galaxy lying in the centre of the cluster. It shines at 8.6 and is around 53 to 55 million light years away. Its luminosity is 50 billion times as bright as our Sun and has a central jet driven by a black hole, which could have a mass as much as 7 billion suns. M88, RA 12 hours 31 minutes 59 seconds, declination plus 14 degrees 25 minutes 12 seconds. This is a spiral galaxy seen at an angle to our line of sight. It has a magnitude of plus 9.5. It is 57 million light years from us and is part of a chain of galaxies. M90, RA 12 hours 36 minutes 50 seconds, declination plus 13 degrees 09 minutes 48 seconds. This is a spiral galaxy inclined at an angle to us. It has a magnitude of plus 9.5. It is thought to be 58 million light years from us and, despite having a low surface brightness, is detectable in an 80 millimetre telescope. M99, RA 12 hours 18 minutes 49 seconds, declination plus 14 degrees 25 minutes 49 seconds. This is another face-on spiral galaxy and has a magnitude of plus 9.8. One of its viral arms is large and seems pulled away from the main set of arms. M100, RA 12 hours 22 minutes 55 seconds, declination plus 15 degrees 49 minutes 25 seconds, a near symmetrical face-on galaxy of magnitude plus 9.4. It is one of the largest and brightest of the Virgo cluster. It is estimated to be 107,000 light years across. That is all for this month. Wishing you clear skies until we meet again in May.